of emergency.
All right, let me dive back into it, if I may. Because I want to share a couple of things with you here that are important. Elizabeth Warren has scrubbed her website of all of that DNA information about being a Native American. Yeah, somehow it all magically vanished. Remember that big video she put out? And, you know, and this tells me, and it had somebody on the speakerphone on her desk as if it was some sort of a revelation that she was telling the truth, and it turned out to be, I have more Native American blood than Elizabeth Warren, and I have none. Yeah, that's the way that turned out. Anyhow, it's all been scrubbed from her website. The claims about her heritage, the DNA testing, and that she had scant traces of Native American ancestry, which means nothing. And until this Sunday, this past weekend, Warren's website included a video of the Democrat receiving the results of the genetic test, which showed that she had somewhere between 1/64th and 1 in 1,024. 1 in 1,024 parts of Native American ancestry, which is zero. She initially touted the claims as a vindication of her academic career that she had been claiming Cherokee ancestry, which of course proved to be absolutely false. She listed herself as Native American on a Texas state bar registration form in 1986. Harvard Law listed her as the school's only Native American professor as recently as 1996. Warren listed herself as a minority in the Association of American Law Schools directory from 1986 to 1994. It says, well, I got no benefit from that. Then why'd you put it in there? If you got no benefit, why would you put it in there? Warren's decision to, by the way, get DNA was a backfiring failure. It said that she had between 1.5% and 1/10 of 1% Native American ancestry, which again, that's zero. You know, that's your margin of error. But she took her show on the road yesterday anyway, did Elizabeth Warren, took her show on the road, pandering on the Trail of Tears, really, trying to explain her dishonest stories about being Native American. Not very well received. Here's a clip from MSNBC, the reporter, and then a tribal member commenting on Elizabeth Warren and her claims of Native background. Bite number one. Go.
But then today, as I was talking to some people who are attending, the issue of how she manifests her heritage is important. Listen to what some people here said to me.
Is Elizabeth Warren going to be a woman of color now?
She says she's not.
How can she say she's not when she just took a DNA test stating she is? So she's either one of us or she's not.
And by the way, that woman, Native American herself, asking, is Elizabeth Warren now a woman of color? The smirk on her face, the sarcasm dripping from her. Very telling. Elizabeth Warren is a damaged candidate. A damaged candidate, to say the least. Speaking of damaging your own candidacy, here's Bernie Sanders going all in on an important question. And you have to hear this. If you have union members in your household, or if you have union people that you work with or know or whatever, you should know that that great plan for benefits negotiated by your union for your benefit and the benefit of your family for health care, it will not exist under the Medicare for All plans being put forth, not just by Bernie Sanders, but by all of them. By all of them. But here's what Bernie Sanders said about it. It's bite number three. Bite number three with Bernie Sanders about union benefits and would you get to keep them? Go, bite number three.
Is that all right? Okay. All right, somebody tell me why I'm crazy. I want to be frank. I don't want to. All right, there's the guys who can tell me why I'm crazy. All right. Anyway, as a Cubs fan, we don't listen to you.
That's all right.
Well, grab the mic, sir. Hold it.
Wouldn't the Medicare for plan, wouldn't that take away our right to bargain for our medical benefits?
Yeah, absolutely it would. It's not a bad thing.
Yes, we'll take away all your rights to bargain for health care. That's right. It's not a bad thing. No, it's a terrible thing. It's taking control away from the individual and giving it to the collective. That is not what you want. That's not what America is. America was built on the foundation of the individual, of accountability, of liberty, of the pursuit of happiness, not as a group, as an individual. And Bernie Sanders is proud to tell you that he'll take away any right you have to negotiate your own deal for health care. You're required to do it, and if you don't do it, you're some sort of a bigot or misogynist or white supremacist. Isn't that the new thing? So there you go. There you go, Bernie Sanders. And when I say that, I want you union, I want the union members listening to pay attention to that. Because one of the great things that unions have been able to put together are health care plans and benefit plans. When they called GM Generous Motors, it wasn't just the salaries that were generous. Maybe more so were the bennies. Man, it's the bennies that the IBEW and these folks put together for you. We can kiss those goodbye if Medicare for All comes to pass. And that's true of all of them. That's Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, even Joe Biden. Of course, he'll be asleep at the time when it passes. They'll wake him up to sign it if he becomes president. Joe, where am I? President Roosevelt? Yeah, where is President Roosevelt? Is he here? Is he here somewhere? Easy, Joe. Take it easy. Just a dream. A dream that you'll be president, because that's not going to happen, son. Oh, good Lord. It is 52 after. Straight after the break, we'll have sports with Brock. Stick around.
Long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.